Hey friends, over 60% of you are listening to me right now on an Apple product. iPhone, iPad, iTunes. I need your help. The truth is, Apple will make this podcast more discoverable to new listeners the more reviews it has. So I'm here asking you to take a moment and leave a review. If you've gained any value from this podcast, the greatest thing you can do for it, besides spreading the word and telling friends, is leaving a review. It's real simple. If you're on your phone, head over to my podcast page within the Apple Podcast app and leave a review. Or if you're on a computer, you can head over to my podcast page within the iTunes app. That's it. That's all I ask. And if you have other podcasts that you love, do them a favor and do the same for them. It'll make their day. Now let's get this podcast started already.
I don't think this mic could get any closer because it's like a big dick in my face.
So that's how we're starting the podcast?
I mean, you keep positioning it. It's right in my face.
I'm going to make a note to myself to put the explicit tag on this podcast.
Sorry, I'm not child friendly.
It's fine. I must admit to you guys, just in the full interest of honesty, we had to start over. And the whole reason that we had to start over was because the dog started barking and it really pissed me off. It aggravated me.
Oh, they're good boys. They're good boys and the best boys.
But they're bad boys but when they're interrupting the podcast.
No, they're good boys.
They break my flow. And right now I am not in a spot where I need to have my flow broken.
Oh, that's okay.
They're you don't good sound boys. Very compassionate to my argument here.
No, I just love the doggies. They're good boys. They're good boys and the best boys.
Where the hell have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been? Been here.
The last time you've been on this podcast was in May.
Had everything lined up. You had Joe Piscopo on.
Well, that was old.
You had that guy who flew or came to Charleston and you did that podcast.
Yeah.
And you had the other guy from Myrtle who came to Charleston and y'all did another podcast.
True.
And then you just had everything booked.
Yeah.
No room for me. It was May and June, wasn't it? May and July. We made a joke.
There's been
about
a lot
it.
Of damn guys on this podcast I lately. Know.
Lots of men.
Lots
wiener
of
wiener everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
At least I said wiener.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I didn't work it out to be that way because obviously I interview everybody. It's not like, oh, I only interview guys, but I just, that's how it worked out, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody else wants to come on, get at me. I have to admit to you, I was a little bit defeated from our first podcast, not from the content because that was epic.
Well, the content sucked.
No, the content did not suck. What sucked was my rookie mistake. I'm going to put all the blame on myself here. The rookie mistake of having the recorder near the cell phones. And then you hear all this. I realized that I probably just broke some of my speakers. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But they heard all this noise and it took away from me. Like I was listening back to it. I'm like, this is like ruined. This is your first podcast. You can't get it back.
Not my first, but sure.
Your first with me.
Mm. I've done a couple others.
But not like this.
Not like this, no.
Yeah.
Same setting, almost casual, but almost like a round table.
When the hell did you do?
It was a BYOB show.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun. That's when you first asked me to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, that was the live radio days. That was, what was that, Tom?
Schenkel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're doing last names. Cool.
And, Dave, I don't know his last name.
Okay, yeah. We don't need to just spout off last names. I once had a problem with Tom. I don't have a problem with him anymore. I hope he's well. I'm certainly doubtful he's even aware that this thing exists, which is fine. He doesn't need to if he doesn't want to. But, yeah, well, that's right. You did do it. But you weren't like really like on the show, were you?
I was.
You were? Mm-hmm. I don't even remember this show. I have like no recollection of the show.
It was a BYOB show, so we were all drunk.
Wow. Off the sea.
Because the show started at midnight and it went until at least 2 or 3 a.m.
Is that when they were on Blog Talk?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'll have to look up there and see if that show is still up.
Mm-hmm.
That would be weird to listen to.
Yeah.
So how the hell have you been? I'm sure the people want to know. I know I haven't posted much on Instagram, posted a few stories here and there, but I've been in my little slumpage. But I've said before, there's a light up ahead and I can see it. And I think I'm on my way out of it. Finally, I think. So how the hell have you been?
Same slumpage.
Slumpage.
Mm-hmm.
What's your slump all about?
Lots of things.
Like what?
Just lots. Just a lot going on.
This is a podcast where we talk.
Nobody wants to hear about my shit.
Sure they do.
Nah.
Give me one thing. What's going on?
Just lots of stuff. Stressful. Health stuff. Knee stuff.
Yeah. How's that knee doing, by the way? I'm just pretending like I don't know, by the way, folks, because this is a podcast. There's probably like five people are like, dude, it's your fucking wife. You don't know how she's doing? Like, yes, I do know. I'm baiting her to answer questions on the podcast.
No, it hurts sometimes with the weather, but other than that, it's fine.
Yeah, because you're doing some therapy for a while.
Yeah. And supposed to have started agility, which I have not yet.
Yeah, we got to get you on that. Some point,
because money's important to do agility.
Yeah,
and we lack that right now.
This is true. Hardworkalwayswins.com, folks. Yeah. Buy some stuff.
Buy our shit. We need the money.
Gary's podcast. 10% off.
Therapy.
This is therapy. Honestly, this is. I look to this podcast as my therapy. Look, I did this show last week, and a lot of people got back to me, much to my surprise. I mean, I guess it sounds silly to say I was surprised that people got back to me, just in the sense of like, there's people that I talk to that I know support me. I support them. That's what this community is built on. But like, just the surprising of people saying, wow, that's, you know, that was a unique show. Like, that was cool of you to share or what have you. And I'm just like, just surprised at the reaction that it got. I know you heard it.
Yes, I did hear it.
What did you think about it?
I feel like you sometimes give out more information than what you actually lead on telling me sometimes. Maybe because you're comfortable or you just get on a roll and you just keep going.
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. Yeah. The thing about this podcast, I don't think a lot of people think about. It's like, literally, you can see me right now. This is what I look like. I'm sitting in a chair with a mic in my hand and I'm just talking to it. Now, if you were not sitting here, I'd be in an empty room and excuse me, you would be so surprised at how easy it is to just talk to a wall and share your feelings. It's like a private, it's almost like a private diary. I mean, you're a girl. You probably had a diary at some point.
Still do.
Well, there you go. So this is kind of like my diary. It just so happens that now I share more on here than I ever have. In the old days of live radio, it was all about pumping yourself up. I guess the today's equivalent would be like people on Instagram that post pictures with Ferraris, but they probably drive like Camrys or Civics or whatever. You know, it's probably the equivalent of that. You pump yourself up to be bigger than what you are, the fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so for me to come on here and just put out the realest stuff that I possibly can, it's kind of scary because it's like, yes, I'm in a room by myself talking for the most part, unless I'm talking to you or interviewing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy to record it, but once you send it up to the interwebs,
mm-hmm.
that's when there's that moment of like, oh shit, like people are going to hear this.
Yeah. It's almost like sending a risky text, isn't it?
It is. But there's something that's like, it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulder. And I know we talked about this previously. It's like, you know, yes, I think I do share more on this at times. But it's just because it's easy, because I'm talking in a room by myself at that time to just a microphone in a room, and I can just let out whatever I want. You know, I talk about pretty much everything. I mean, like, I don't, you know, I don't get into like our sex life or anything. I don't talk about like that kind of level of stuff, but like just stuff in my mind, like where my head's at. I feel comfortable sharing that stuff. I don't know why. I guess the reason why, and this goes back to a point of our conversation that I'll echo here because I think it's relevant. It's like I think the reason why sometimes I'm not always comfortable with sharing stuff to you face to face, even though you are my wife and I do love you with all of my heart. For me, no matter who it's been throughout my entire life, my parents or even best friends or whatever, it's hard sometimes to look somebody in the eye and share something that's, you know, like what I shared last week. It's not easy to admit when you are feeling weak like that, which is very much what I felt feeling, or well, I'm feeling better, but it's very much kind of in the vein of what I was, where I was at, what I was feeling. And it's just easier to just sit here and talk at a mic and look at a desk below me or a wall in front of me. Or it's just easier. I can't explain it. It's hard. I mean, sometimes I talk to myself even when there's no mic around. I'm not afraid to admit it. I do it. You never talk to yourself?
Not really.
You don't?
No.
I know people that do. I mean, people have said, oh yeah, you know, whatever.
Just if I'm reciting something to remember it at work.
Yeah.
But most of the time I make lists on Post-its. So, no.
Well, thanks for leaving me hanging out to dry there.
You sound crazy.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, the big, bad, crazy man. All right. Now, okay. So here's that part now where I may or may not be surprised. I'll put it out to you, the listeners. Am I the only one out there that talks to their self? I know. I guarantee you I'll get at least one DM from somebody.
Probably.
That will say, yes, I talk to myself.
There's multiple people at work that do that.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Well, there you go. So what else is going on with you? Anything?
No.
You're just
working on fixing myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about your progress on that?
I just feel like I've kind of plateaued.
Yeah.
Feel better since I stopped those meds, but. For those who don't know, I was on antidepressants, and for a while they were working, but then panic attacks got worse.
Yeah.
So they switched my meds, but made me totally crazy. And then the withdrawals were way worse. So I'm on the tail end of withdrawals.
Drugs can be screwed up.
They can. Sometimes they work.
Yeah.
You just never know.
It's kind of rolling the dice, right?
Trial and error.
Yeah. I don't know. This is why I don't like to get on that stuff. It's like, as weird as it sounds, I'd almost rather deal with all this crap I've been dealing with than try to get on a drug to think that I'm going to fix it. And then if I don't fix it and I get worse, and that's just.
But see, this is just a recent thing for you. Depression has been a thing of mine since I was 13.
Yeah.
I've just never been on meds for it. But strong people get weak. And right now I'm at a weak spot.
Yeah, because I definitely classify you as a very strong person. I've always been very, like, independent, can do stuff on your own.
Yeah, but strong people can only take so much for so long before we fall.
Yeah.
It's not easy to watch us fall because you expect us to be stronger than what we are.
Yeah. I don't know. I always felt like I've walked through life on shaky ground, if that makes sense. Like, my childhood was not perfect. You know, my mother, my biological father was not perfect. It wasn't until I was like 10 or 12 years old that life finally started to turn around from parental wise. And then, you know, when she got with my stepdad, who I really ultimately consider my father, but you know, that's when that stuff started to get stable. But then all this other shit like gets in the way, you know, you grow up and you know, you do a lot of bad stuff, you know, you date people, you know, you cheat on people, you burn bridges with old friends, you know, there's just so much stuff that I've just always felt like I've kind of walked on shaky ground until the last like year or two where I felt like I finally started to make it a little more concrete and walk on a straight ground.
Yeah.
And then, for whatever reason, in the last month, it just went not only to shaky, but worse, like, let's just call it a damn earthquake.
Yeah.
A mental earthquake.
But family death will do that.
Yeah.
On top of wanting to be creative.
Yeah. And that's the tough thing. Like, you and I, we've kind of discussed some ideas of some stuff that obviously I'm not going to, I don't, I'm just going to bring them out because, you know, we're going to talk about them when we post them eventually. You know, there's stuff that, that I've gotten, you know, ideas that I want to do. But yeah, I've been in this damn creative slump, and I don't know if it was starting to take its toll before the family deaths or if it came afterwards. It's hard to really pinpoint it for me.
Well, you started to go to a lot of amusement parks, and when you didn't have your weekends open anymore, you'd get frustrated during the week because, well, your weekends are gone and now you have no time to do creative stuff. And then, oh, here comes another weekend, but, oh, I'm going to this amusement park. And I'm like, but when am I going to take pictures or do this or do that? And you're nowhere to be found. So it made things kind of difficult to do things creatively.
I
know you needed to get away. That's fine.
I have this great need to travel. Like, I wish that I could find somebody that would pay me just to travel and document it. I'd be happy to document it. But getting out on that open road, just, I love it. I can't get enough of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when Richie Drake calls me up, he's like, yeah, man, let's go to Carowinds in North Carolina or whatever. I'm just like, yeah, like, let's go. Like, I love that. Cause then he and I, we sit in the car for 6 or 7 hours and we catch up. Cause I don't get to see him probably as much as I would like to.
Yeah.
And so we catch up or we reminisce on old times, and I love that stuff. There probably could be a better balance of that stuff or creating more while I'm away. Mm-hmm. All that is just, it all gets to be tough, but I definitely needed to get away. I mean, those particular trips happened after it, and I needed that yeah. getaway, that one weekend where I was there. I was in South Carolina on a Saturday and in Williamsburg, Virginia on a Sunday, two different parks back to back. There's something about theme parks that just make me happy. I guess it's the weight loss, but you also have to
realize that you do have a family.
Yeah.
Because those 2 days I didn't hear from you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of off on to my own thing.
Yeah.
But you don't like to go to those places.
I do like to go to those places. One, I am fat. I'm working on that. But two, I have an enlarged spleen right now. So that is one thing I have to be weary of.
Even if you just walk around the parks with me, that would be
fun.
But
that's boring. I want to go on the rides. It's pointless to pay $60 to $70 per ticket. If one, I can't ride anything.
Oh, I can get them cheaper than that. I don't pay full price for shit.
It doesn't matter. I'm not rupturing my spleen in fucking Carowinds and then have to be in the hospital for fucking 3 weeks. It's not worth it.
Well, if we can get that damn thing healed, we got to get you on the King Dakar.
I'm not getting on that ride.
Why not? It's amazing.
Nope. I blacked out on the Intimidator 305. I'm not getting on that ride.
No, you could do it.
Nope.
You got to believe that the impossible can be done. I mean, take YouTube, for instance. I know you give me a lot of crap for watching a lot of this stuff.
You watch a lot of it.
There are people that are on there doing amazing things that you never thought was possible.
And they can keep doing their amazing things. And I'm going to sit my happy ass at home with my enlarged spleen, and we're just going to sit here. Thank you, Epstein Barr. You are a wonderful disease. Who wants to give me a spleen?
You crazy.
Might as well ask.
Well, even when we went to Charleston, I love being on the road with you. I love that traveling feel. So,
well, it's nice when you have money. We have no money. Zero monies. All right, we don't have zero monies, but
yeah.
Zero monies for travel. lots of monies for bills.
Yeah. Well, cutting back all that fast food I did certainly helped a lot. A few extra bucks for me to go to some of these places, which is nice. Instead of spending like $40 or $50 a week on McDonald's behind your back, I can.
Which I had no flipping idea about.
Let's talk about that for a second. You had no idea.
I
don't want to
think about it. I had no freaking idea.
Every single day.
Dinner would be ready for you. You're like, yeah, food. I'm starving.
Yeah, I had already eaten like
and
three
you had
McDoubles.
Already eaten a lot of food.
4-piece nugget, medium chocolate shake.
And I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I'm not feeding you more. Like he has a disease I don't know about.
Yeah, no, it's true. And in the morning I would stop. It was either Wawa or Taco Bell every single morning.
I love Taco Bell in moderation.
The hundreds of dollars that I spent on a weekly basis.
That's disgusting.
I know. This, now you can see how I get to the theme parks. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Went to McDonald's, 2 or 3 McDoubles, a 4-piece chicken nugget, and a medium chocolate shake.
You would get all of that in one day.
Yeah, I swear to God, I did. Like every day. Oh my God. There might have been 1 or 2 days where I didn't go. But like for the most part, it was like every single day. And then there were some days where I'd alternate where I wouldn't go to McDonald's. So I'd go to Taco Bell if I didn't go the morning. And I'd get like, what would I get? Like 4 or 5 cheese roll-ups. One of those chicken burrito things with the green sauce. And then like a crunch wrap.
I can't even eat one crunch wrap.
Yeah. It's
That's
true.
Ridiculous.
That's how I almost got to be 400 pounds. And I probably, truthfully, I probably did hit 400 at one point. You probably did. I probably just
you
wasn't.
You were a big boy.
I wasn't weighing it. That's what it is. So, yeah. No, that's a true story. You had no idea.
No idea.
What the hell would you have done? Let's play this out. What would you have done if you had found out about this?
One, I would have taken all of your money away. You get this amount of money for the week.
Oh, God. I went through that once already.
Well, it was probably for the better. But then again, at that point in time, you weren't eating the best either.
Yeah.
From what I heard. So.
Well, Sean and I, we would stay up late playing PS3 and we get like a bag of McDoubles, like 6 McDoubles a piece and just eat them.
And how did he maintain that tiny ass body he has?
Well, it's catching up to him now.
Now.
I love you, Sean, but it was this guy, and some people just have different metabolisms. I remember my birthday in the year 2000. He used to work at the company that I used to work at with my mother. This is before I got there. And so there was a company picnic that day on my birthday. It was a Sunday. SummerSlam was that night. And so he went to like a breakfast that morning. Then he went to the picnic and had lunch. Then he came to my house and had pizza and cake and ice cream all in a day. And then he would do this multiple times where he would eat like 5 or 6 meals a day, just like McDonald's, Arby's, all, Taco Bell, like whatever. Like
that's disgusting.
He would do it. I'm telling you right now, he would do it.
Before we got together, I rarely ate out.
Yeah.
And mind you, at the time we were together, I was probably at one of my lowest, which was 230.
So this is all my fault.
I've gained 100 pounds with you.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was because we ate out all the time.
Wow.
On top of having PCOS. And no, I can't lose it. It's so freaking hard.
It's not permanent.
It's not permanent, but it's really freaking hard. I think this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, other than the knee, is weight loss, because it's always been a thing.
Do you believe you can do it?
I believe I can do it. Do I have the motivation to do it? No.
Yeah. That's what's kind of crazy to me. It's like, you know, I want to be a motivator. I want to help you. There are people that tell me like, hey, you inspire me, you motivate me, whatever. Reading your posts have changed my life and all this stuff. And I'm like, I just want to help you as best as I can. But I know that you have these things that come up with like your knee and your back and
I get an ingrown toenail. I get bronchitis or walking pneumonia.
Yeah.
Like anytime I try doing good, something always happens that roadblocks me. It never fails. And then it just drops all of my motivation altogether.
Like your motivation right now to do this podcast as you scroll through your phone?
I'm looking at the Food Lion sale ad.
You were just there. There's a fucking bag of Food Lion, right? You were just there.
I know. The hell? I only got a couple things.
What did you possibly miss?
Well, I got the lunch meat for our wraps.
Yeah. So
that was a must. And then I had to get my pepper jack cheese for those wraps, because that's a must.
You listen to the podcast. Have I talked about my wrap thing yet?
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember you talking about it in the last three podcasts that you've done.
She doesn't listen to my podcast.
Not on a regular basis.
That's
when
crazy.
When I do listen on a regular basis is Loosely Exactly Nicole, because that is hilarious. If you added more comedy in your podcast, I would probably listen to
this. This is not a comedy podcast.
But you should try to portray your feelings about shit with comedy. Because it's fun.
I think people probably laugh at me sometimes.
Laugh at you, not with you. There's two different things.
Well, if they're laughing.
That's not good if they're laughing at you.
I don't know.
So, I listen to funny things. Funny is a good medicine.
Like, I know you haven't heard my interview that I did with Terry Palmer. I was really proud of that interview. That was my first time interviewing like a...
I had to finish Loosely Exactly Nicole. I listened to that Monday and Tuesdays because it's an hour long. And then I listen to your podcast the rest of the week, unless I'm listening to music.
But this was like a big interview for me.
I'm going backwards. I'm still on 62. And this is 65, right? It's dropping tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, working my way back. Calm your ass down.
So, what did you possibly miss in that Food Lion ad that you didn't see like 2 hours ago?
I don't know, because they didn't have it in there. It's a new one.
And talk to your buddy. She works there.
She's not working today.
She should know what's on sale.
I don't know where she's at.
You just text her and say, hey, what's on sale?
That's a shitty thing to do. No, I can look at the sale ad, and if I need anything, I just go.
Well,
if
there you go.
I only got a couple things to do.
The point I was trying to make is I want to help you.
Yes.
But sometimes it's not easy.
No, because I'm stubborn.
You are stubborn. I know that when I offer solutions like no because of this, no because of that. And that is difficult.
Yes.
It can be very difficult.
Sometimes I make excuses, but sometimes I don't. And there are legit reasons.
Yeah, I get it.
But most of the time you end up guilting me into stuff.
I'm not trying to guilt you in anything.
You do.
What other than this podcast would I guilt you into?
Just if I don't go, then you make me feel guilty about not going. Like if you ask me in the morning, are you going to the gym with me?
I haven't asked you in a while.
That's because the last time you said something, I said no. And you're like, fine. And you stormed out. And I'm like, he's pissed. What else is new?
A personal trainer I will not be.
You're getting there.
Not a good idea.
I get you.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea. No, like I get it. For me, I had to do it when I was ready. It's not, you know.
I just want things to be normal and stabilized.
Yeah, but what the hell is normal? There's no normal.
Well, running on a treadmill or an elliptical when I'm feeling delirious is probably not a good reason to go to the gym.
Yeah. I just go outside and go for a walk or something.
If I'm delirious? I could barely walk at work.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep wanting to look at you.
I know.
But I can't look at you if I'm looking at this stupid mic that's on my mouth.
Let me turn that down. Good Lord.
Well,
over modulating over here.
when I talk to people, I look at them in the eyes, and I can't look at you in the eyes if I'm looking straight ahead. Lord, help me, because I'm going to kick you.
She's going to kick me.
Keep moving this freaking microphone.
Yeah, I don't have the fancy, I don't have a bunch of those arms.
We don't need them.
Well, that's what professional broadcasters use.
We're in a three-bedroom apartment.
We're in a dump. When are we going to get out of this dump?
I don't know. You left us here.
Yeah. Well, hopefully get out of this slump and do something really creative and make us lots of money or something. I don't know.
Our doors don't work. Our ceiling leaks.
We have no food. We have no money. Our pets' heads are falling off. There you go. There's the joke.
What are we doing here, Harry?
I don't know.
You gotta get out.
Why are you flashing this flashlight in my face?
Because it's right in front of me.
It hurts my eyes. And I have
attention problems and I need to do something. Even when I talk to clients, I'm constantly clicking a pen, which gets on their nerves, but I can't help it.
So you enjoy getting on their nerves?
Yeah, buddy.
That's nice.
That's my one joy in life. Especially if they're annoying.
Yeah.
But I can't go and say that because I'm in customer service.
You just go and bitch to your coworkers or something if they're being cool.
No. No thanks.
No thanks. You don't like anybody.
I like people.
Yeah.
But we won't discuss this in a public forum. How about that?
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know who listens to this shit.
Nobody listens to this podcast.
If you added more comedy, I think more people would listen to it.
Oh, get out of here. That almost has to be a separate podcast, though, I feel
There's
like.
There's not a separate podcast. Just be more funny.
What are you, Homer Simpson? Be more funny.
Yeah.
You're enough of that in this house as it is.
I know. My sister's a train wreck.
I don't know where comedy fits in this podcast. I feel like people, they listen to this podcast because they want to hear the real me and talking about real stuff. Like,
well, I'm naturally funny.
Okay.
I know you don't think so, but everyone else that's been in my life.
You make me laugh.
Sure.
It's only these dumb memes that you show me that I don't care about.
The memes are hilarious.
You have the ability to be funny.
I do. But you say I'm not funny.
You will look at me in a way or something like that, and then there's like a point where I absolutely have no choice but to start busting out laughing.
That's because my facial expressions are to die for.
Yes, that's what I just said. Yes, yes. They are.
I'm goofy. But see, it's always the funny people who are the worst and broken inside. They want to make everybody else laugh, but they're the broken ones.
But you have to find the positive from that joy that you bring others. You've got to find the positive and let it shine the light to show you the way to kind of get through your own shit. Right?
I've been dealing with this for 15 years. Where is their joy?
Well, clearly it ain't with me.
It has nothing to do with you because I was miserable before I met you.
All right, fair. Fair enough. Fair enough. I only make that joke because I'll share, like, this is a real thing, okay? And I don't want you to get pissed off because I'm bringing it up, but, like, this is, like, a real thing.
Yes.
You know, I made that joke about, you know, I probably because I brought you down or whatever. Like, I look at, you know, kind of when I talk to mother periodically, she can't help but tell me what my ex is up to.
Right.
And I look at it like she's somebody that lost a ton of weight. She went through college and she's going to have a kid and all these things. And I'm very happy for her. She got remarried. She's doing terrific. We don't need to go deep into the road. The point is, it's like without me, she did all these amazing things and it got me. There was a part of me inside that couldn't help but feel like I was the broken piece that was holding her back in a way. And so I guess with my own self-confidence, bringing it back to me, it's like, I feel like, you know, I want to help others. I don't want to be a detriment to them. I don't want to bring them down. I want to build them up.
So let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
When we started talking again.
Yes.
I was out of a horrible relationship 5 months prior.
Yes.
And on a constant alcohol and drug-induced bender.
Yes.
For 6 months straight.
Right, before we...
Before we started. So, yes. You saved me.
Wow.
So, thank you.
Wow. You just... Can we hug that out for a minute?
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to try not to cry right now.
Don't cry. You got your butt cracked.
I hate you. We're having a real moment there, and you just grabbed my butt.
I told you, stop crying.
That's a real thing.
It is a real thing. Ask anyone. Stephanie was there through the whole thing. We would drink and drive, smoke weed while driving. At some point, I probably would have ended up dead. Because, mind you, I didn't have my license, but we were driving anyway.
Wow. I literally never thought of it like that. I was just like, oh, I'm the guy that we did all these road trips and you ate all this fast food with me. And, you know, I
No, it was happy weight gain, but the happy is still here and it needs to go. Just sitting here being happy.
No, I guess there's a part of me. It's like, you know, like I said, I felt like there was a part of me that held her back. I felt like for the longest time, there's a part of me that was almost bringing you down because you had experienced this weight gain. And I felt like, well, because you went through all that, you know, it contributed to your health stuff. So in turn, I felt guilty for a while. We haven't talked about this, but I mean, fuck it. Why not? In front of hundreds, if not thousands of people. It's just like, I've kind of felt guilty for the longest time because I felt like maybe I was pulling you down and holding you back.
No, the PCOS was always there. That was the diagnosis I got at 12. Depression was always there. It's nothing to do with you. If you look back in my journals, you'll see the most depressing shit that I showed no one.
Yeah.
Like, it's sadistic. It's vile.
Wow.
Like, I used to cut. I used to do a lot of things. I hung myself, almost died, blacked out. Thankfully, the belt broke.
When was this?
I was 15.
Wow.
Before we started talking the first time.
Yeah.
So. There's lots of things that you didn't know about. But there's a lot of things that I don't do anymore because of you.
What else did you stop?
But I'm talking about, like, suicide stuff.
Oh, they said there's other... Okay.
No, those things.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yes, I have my moments where I think those things, but I don't act on them. I don't go cutting myself. I don't try to kill myself. They're not things that I need to do. Yes, I'm painful, and my brain is fucked up, but... They're not things I act on anymore. I don't need an escape that route. So I'm trying to do it the logical way by taking prescription medication that's supposed to help with these symptoms. But all of that was there before you.
Wow. This is like... mind-blowing shit right here.
Yeah. It's not something I talk about very often. Hormones are a hell of a thing to deal with. Especially a teenager who was never pretty enough to have a boyfriend in high school, who got rejected in front of everybody in 7th grade. That was a fun time.
Why were you rejected?
Because my friends were asking out this guy I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled me aside in front of everybody and said, I don't like you. Never talk to me again.
Wow.
In front of the entire seventh grade.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So there's stuff. It's just not stuff I make widely open.
I don't know if anybody's ever like out and out told me to my face in front of a group of people like that. I know the anxiety of being like in elementary school, middle school, where people would say, oh, I'm going to run up to this girl and tell her that you like her. And about had a heart attack, even though half the time I think they were just fucking with me and they weren't actually going to do it. But
oh no, my friends definitely did this because they knew I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
And in turn fucked me over.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This show got deep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's when you're not on the road driving south or whatever, you can. And you're just sitting here with your thoughts and wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crucial shit.
So, I mean, like, what do you kind of hope that you're going to do or whatever? Like, do you have like a roadmap of like what you want to do? Like 2019, like, do you have it that far in your head or?
I don't.
Yeah.
Because who knows what's going to happen? Because I don't.
I mean, I didn't even have, when I got started, I didn't even have it up until like maybe a month before, like my mother and I made that deal.
Yeah.
But I really didn't have like anything planned. I just started doing it.
Well, I didn't plan on my ACL being torn last year.
Yeah.
But I walked on it for 5 months.
You did. Crazy ass.
I tried going to places and they were telling me one thing when it was another.
Yeah.
Multiple opinions later. So you never know.
Well, I mean, this year is, we got what, 4 months left?
Yeah.
So then we'll be into 2019. That'll be our 10-year of like dating.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
I know, it's insane.
10 fucking years. Wow. That, by the way, is the longest that I've ever dated anybody.
Me too, because I've only been with 3 people. You being the third.
Wow, that's, yeah, that's like, that would be my longest running. Yeah, it's got to be, yeah.
Yep.
I think the longest part of that was maybe like 3 years, 4 years tops. Holy shit.
But you and your ex were off and on.
Yeah.
I don't know how long for.
But. No, it wasn't that long. 05 ended by 09. Yeah. Wow. 10 fucking years. That, man.
Yep, I've gained a whole person.
Oh, stop. I don't know. What are we going to do to ring in the 10 year? We got to have something planned. You got to travel with me somewhere. We got to figure that out.
Well. We need to figure out financing first.
Yeah.
Gotta pay off some loans. Gotta do some stuff.
Yeah. Well, I have finally said that I will leave the country.
You did say that, which I'm very happy about.
It's from all these YouTube people you don't like.
I've made a large list of places I want to go. Though I think I might take Denmark off because they decided to kill all those dolphins. Fuck you, Denmark.
She works with animals, by the way, for those of you
and
guys.
And dolphins are my favorite, so literally.
Yeah. You're wearing a dolphin around your neck.
I know. I love them.
So
they're good babies.
So yeah, I want to finally travel. Who knew that watching YouTube videos would inspire that? But they did.
Yeah. Goodbye, Copenhagen. You're being taken off my bucket list. We'll go to Finland, though. That looks like fun.
That's where him is from, Helsinki, yeah. Finland.
Yep.
Want to go to Canada and England and all kinds of places.
I think I created this bucket list before you even talked about it. I think this
it probably was long before, yeah.
Well, this says September, but I think I updated it in September. Oh,
it was after September. It wasn't until like...
I think this was a while ago. Oh, that's because I updated it today. It's been a long time.
It should really show you the history. September 18th. Yeah, that is today. So it's definitely places I want to go.
Well, you don't want to go to Egypt, but there's so much history there. I got to go.
It's like a desert.
I love it. It's a dry heat, so it's not really that hot.
Sure.
But you got to be careful with all the bombings and shit.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. Let's go somewhere where they're not bombing people. If you go
with a tour group, you'll be fine. See? Look at this. It's 95 degrees tomorrow.
Fascinating.
It is. 72% humidity. That's less than we have here right now. Because what is ours today?
I don't even know. I didn't look.
Let's take a gander, shall we? 82%.
Yeah.
It feels like a sweaty ball sack outside.
Jesus. We need double explicit tags for this podcast.
It's really not that bad. Okay. I did talk about killing myself. That was bad. And then I have been cussing a lot. So that is also bad. So
this is what you do. But we put you here because people, they like that. Why haven't people really heard from you on the gram? I'm sure they're going to be asking, like, where's Heather? Where's Heather?
Where have I been? Oh, work.
Yeah.
Work's been hard.
I've been in a creative slump. What's your excuse? Oh, I got work. Yeah, well, that's a fine excuse. I just worked
13 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
True. True.
Fall off a cliff.
I don't want to fall off a cliff. I need to get on top of the cliff and figure out what the hell I'm doing.
And I'm going to have to start working Fridays because one of our people decided to up and quit.
Yeah.
So, OT, yay. Heather, no. When did I post last? I don't even remember.
I don't know. Why don't you check it since you're on your phone anyway and you keep turning your head away from the mic and people can't hear what you're saying?
Oh, it was a Kevin Hart thing from Saturday.
Well, there
it's
you
only
go.
Tuesday.
Saturday. Nice surprise, right?
Yeah.
Throw me a few points,
that
huh?
That was a nice surprise. Thank you.
You were like, that was out of nowhere. I think there was one point where...
Though I think you could have upped your game with Elton John tickets, but I'll deal with Kevin Hart.
Damn.
I've been wanting to see Elton John for a long time, and now this is his last tour. But Ozzy said the same thing.
Yeah, I did see Ozzy. But that that was a hookup. I didn't pay for that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have still yet to see Ozzy. I've never seen him live.
Well, according to him, he'll be back. If you ask him, if you ask his wife, I think it's the answer is going to be different. But
he's going to live forever. And I say this, and then he's probably going to die next week.
Don't, what the hell? Don't say that. I just saw him. He's a very nice man. I mean, I didn't,
I didn't
anything,
say he wasn't. I have his book. It's over on my shelf.
Well, there you go.
You don't read.
No,
so the bookshelf is full of my books.
I'm still writing my book, but I'm terrible at reading.
Are you?
Yeah, terrible.
Have you been creative enough to write your book?
Not in the last few weeks, but like prior to that.
What chapter are you on?
Probably three or four. Yeah. What?
I know you better than I know myself.
You should write a book. You could help people. You've been through some rough shit.
No.
I think there's more than one book for me though.
Yeah, stop touching with your feet. Oh, it's a dog.
That's the Jesus. I think
I hate feet, by the way.
I think there's probably like more than one book. Like the first book is like the first 100 pounds. Like that's what, now you're touching me with your foot.
I'm grabbing the doggy's feet.
Okay. But you don't like feet.
Their feet are fine.
He smells like Fritos.
It's okay. He's gooboing. He doesn't have athlete's feet.
Well, thanks for outing me on this podcast.
I didn't say you specifically. I think I'm getting it from Holly wearing my shoes. I'm going to kill her.
Why is she wearing your shoes?
She always wears my shoes.
But why?
My sandals, my slippers. Ugh. She's disgusting.
I'm grossed out now. Anyway, yes, I was talking about the book. I could tell the you book. Don't care. I think I have the first 100 pounds is the one book. Then the second book will be whatever the hell the next chapter. Building a t-shirt empire, hopefully. Doing YouTube and IGTV and all that stuff.
Have you done an IGTV in a while?
I did one at Busch Gardens when I gave that lady a free ticket.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, step up your game, homie.
I haven't really been on Instagram, though, truthfully. Like, I posted a few stories, but, like...
I know, I sent you a text today and you didn't respond back. You I was dill working. Hole.
We're not supposed to be on our phones at work.
You've been out of work since 3:30.
Yeah. 3 o'clock, actually.
See? Makes you even more of a dick.
Hey, Google Maps is on CarPlay now.
Why are you changing the subject?
I thought about it and I was like, oh, I got to tell you now or else I'm going to forget. So it'll be on your screen now.
Rude.
I tested it. It works really well. So. I hadn't talked to anybody. I talked to Sean called or texted me and I got back to him like 4 or 5 hours later.
But you still got back to him before me?
But I was going to see you. We could just talk here.
No, you're just mad because about who it was from.
Yeah, right. I'm not angry at all.
So,
we're making this awkward for the listener.
They'll be all right.
They'll be all right.
Y'all be all right.
Are y'all okay out there?
CYT. You all know what that means?
Enlighten me.
Calm your tits. I tell people to do that at work all the time. They're like, what does that mean? I'm like, bye.
You tell your clients that?
Clients I know very well.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There you go. All right. So what are we doing? Like, or what are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm sitting here on a podcast. No, at I mean 8:15.
Like, no, I mean like,
it is 8:30 and I've not eaten dinner yet.
Yeah, I know. We're going to wrap it up here. But so like, what's your next goal? This is the thing. Like, you know, for me, it's no pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm not pressuring you to do anything. I'm just wondering in your mind, have you thought of, okay, like one goal, not the next five things you want to do. What's the next thing you want to do?
I need to get back into the gym because I feel a difference in my knee. It hurts more, especially after a long day of work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel as stable as it was feeling whenever we were going constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's your first goal.
Yeah. Because I'm starting to feel more level-headed after now that it's been a month.
Yeah.
I think. Has it been a month since I stopped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So we'll work on it.
Yeah. We'll figure it all out. And then I got YouTube stuff to film.
Yes. YouTube's. And designs and photos and all the things.
Yeah, let's pull the curtain back on that shit while we wrap up here.
Nah.
So, like, we're gonna overhaul the whole store. Honestly, like, we got the trademark. It's official now. We need to put trademark on the stuff. So, it's gonna mean that we've got to pull down everything in the store.
Try to steal our shit. You're gonna get sued, motherfucker.
I already took down one guy from Amazon.
Got him.
There was one guy, I took
Who's
him down.
Next? We're going to get you.
But honestly, we're going to pull down everything from the store. We have to pull down everything.
That sounds dirty.
I was trying to wrap this up.
Take your pants off.
Jesus. That took a turn.
Craig Robinson.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know Craig Robinson? Take your panties off. If you don't, go Google it.
Okay, they're Googling.
Google.
So, if you want something that's in the store now, go get it. No, that's not just a ploy for you to give us your money.
We had one order today.
Yes, thank you to whomever that was.
Stacy something, I don't know.
Damn, she's just dropping names on the podcast.
Thank you, Stacy.
I didn't even look at the order detail.
Oh, well, that was rude. We should have.
I haven't had a chance to do anything all day.
Thank these people.
No, I do thank them.
That's why they're like, fuck you, we ain't ordering shit.
I think every one of these people, I used to send video messages and then people thought that was weird, I think.
Yeah, because you're creepy. Stop being a creep.
It's not being a creep. I just said, hey, thanks so much for buying a shirt. I really appreciate it.
So he creeps. And yeah. Please play that song at the end of this show.
It's copyrighted material. I can't play it.
You can play 10 seconds of it without getting sued.
No.
You're welcome.
Not doing it. No, I appreciate everybody that buys something, and I reach out to each and every person, and I thank them personally.
You should write them a letter.
Well, I mean, I send them a message. It's kind of like I don't want to send them a novel. I don't want to waste their time.
No.
I just want to say, hey, thanks.
Send them a flyer with our design on the back. So.
Yeah.
Kind of need a design, though. So you need to be home so we can do that. Yeah.
Well, Heather did the girly one that a lot of you like. I think
I need to do another one. That wasn't my favorite, but it was there.
People like it. They bought it.
I know.
I appreciate everybody that bought any of that stuff. I really do.
And where's my percentage? I deserve royalties.
You got lights on in the house. I pay this goddamn light bill all by myself. You got lights on in the house. There's your percentage.
If y'all could see my face, if looks could kill.
So we're gonna pull everything from the store soon, but not before we have everything. I mean,
we still gotta have the OG shirt up there. It's just gonna have a TM at the bottom.
Yeah, we're gonna have that. We're gonna have the other one. Oh, I'm wearing the OG one right now.
You are.
Then the splash one, because I love that logo. You steal the one tank top from me all the time.
I love the rainbow colors.
It is very nice.
Support all the communities.
There you go. So
we don't discriminate, by the way.
No, so we do not. We like everybody. But we're going to pull down this whole thing. The store might be down for a day or two to build anticipation, of course. Ooh. And then we launch again.
It's not like they're going to buy anything anyway.
Stop it. You got to think positive.
I am thinking positive. I'm just trying to be funny.
Okay. We're going to build an empire here. That's what we're going to do.
I'm waiting. Right now we got a shack.
Yeah, we do. But Rome wasn't built in a day. And neither will this.
But God made everything in 7 days. 6 days to be exact, for the last day he took off.
All right, well,
so you need to build this shit up faster.
I practice patience, consistency, hard work, and self-love. That's what I do.
God didn't need that, so you just need the motivation to do it. No, your four pillars work. Merp.
Now she's just making fun of me because she's ready to get off here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wrap it up, but she keeps doing all these sidebars and making fun of me that we can't end this.
I do a shit ton of sidebars at the end of the last podcast? That's what I do.
I think you did.
Yes.
So sorry for shit, all the cursing,
hardwork
people.
Hardworkalwayswins.com. Buy our stuff. We need money. That should be our motto. We need money.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I'm the guy that never begs you for shit, and she's the one that's just like, give us money.
Hi.
So I'll just let her do that.
Buy our stuff.
So, but at some point, we're going to pull the store down. We're going to put up new stuff, and it's going to be 2.0. I'm excited
Hopefully
for the future.
Better than Matt Hardy's 2.0.
I thought he only got to 1.0.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, V1. Matt Hardy V1. That was his whole thing.
What's
that? You don't have to look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to wrap up the podcast.
Wrap it up. I'm looking it up, though.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. This was an hour of fun.
Pure chaos.
By the way, as I wrap this up, I did ask you guys, send me over some voice messages on Anchor, and I will include them on the show. And I got a message from my buddy Blake, and so let's play that.
Hey, what's up, Gary? It's Blake, and let me tell you, I just listened to your most recent episode of your podcast, and man, I identify with you. like all the way. I feel you. I know exactly how you're feeling because I've been there. And you know what I feel you're experiencing is just a case of burnout, man. And I've been there. I've felt, you know, the creative juices leave. You know, I was doing What's Your Something and I got behind on episodes, and it just, you know, then you get discouraged because it's like this is your baby and you feel like you're letting it down, and then all the creative juices go away. But when those times come, and they have come quite often, I've had to step back and I have had to say, what is it out of everything that I'm doing right now that makes me the most happy? So what is it that makes you the most happy? And for me, you know, it was ministry. I mean, I love, and I know that, you know, we may not line up in those areas, and that's okay. But for me, that was a big area for me, was ministry, church, Jesus, you know. And so I knew that I needed to take a twist and focus on the things that really make me happy. And man, I know it's hard with the Instagram and IGTV, and you want to focus on YouTube and you want to do this and you want to do that. But at the end of the day, step back, take a deep breath, and see what really makes Gary happy. And then go all in on that, regardless of what other people may think, regardless of even if it makes you feel a little weird. Go all in on what truly makes you happy. That's what I got for you, man. You rock.
Blake, thank you so much, man. I really, really appreciate the support, brother. Always good looking out, man. If you guys don't already follow Blake, go get him on the gram, Blake A. Croft. I know he wasn't looking for a plug, but Blake is awesome. Go follow him. He's cool. Thank you for your support, man. I really appreciate you. Heather, let's wrap this thing up. Let's get out of here.
You were right. It was version one. You win.
There you go. Time. See, she had all this time to look it up, 2 minutes of voice messages and everything else, and she got through it. So thank you for doing this with me at the last second.
You're welcome. Now feed me food.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
I love you.
I love you too.
I thought we had I thought this was a good one.
It was good.
Even when you were distracted, I wanted to get off of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Me so hungry.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Bye.